Hey there. Did you know that tensions tend to be highest for blended families when everyone is together? Maybe you've noticed that when you've tried to do something fun with the whole family and it didn't go as well as you'd hoped. If you can relate, maybe you'd like to join us on Thursday, May 16th for an interactive workshop all about navigating the tensions of family time. You'll connect directly with us and other blended couples in a 90-minute Zoom call and work on your own personalized strategy for responding to the challenges of family time in your unique family blend.
That's right. You can join us and our community by hopping into Blending Together, where we hold one of these workshops each and every month. So if you'd like direct interaction with us in the context of a supportive group of other blending couples, then the Blending Together community is right where you need to be. Mm-hmm. So scroll all the way to the bottom of the show notes for this episode and click the link to check out the details. We would love to meet you on the 16th for our upcoming Intentionally Blending workshop right inside of the Blending Together community. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get to the episode. Well, hey, welcome to day 4 of your Next Step Challenge.
Yes.
We are so excited and we want to commend you for still being here with us on day 4. And we want to acknowledge that some of what we've challenged you to do might be a bit of a stretch. Maybe you're feeling a little uneasy because you're probably stepping outside your comfort zone or doing something new. But we're here to walk you through it and encourage you to keep going.
Yes.
So you can feel good about yourself for having the courage to hang in there with us. And we encourage you to keep going and stay determined. Mm-hmm. Taking this challenge, engaging in new discovery and new growth, could very well be the catalyst that leads to some long-term transformation in your blended family. So good for you, and thanks for sticking with us.
Absolutely.
Now, so far, we've challenged you to find your focus, to choose your path, and to chart your course. And today, we're going to challenge you to overcome your obstacles. That's right. We're going to overcome them before we even get
there.
Gotta
go there.
Because you won't be able to reach your goal if an obstacle presents itself, and then it keeps you stuck. And I really shouldn't say if you hit an obstacle, really. I should say when, right?
Exactly.
You're going to need to expect and anticipate that there's going to be some obstacles that you're going to need to overcome.
And when we run into obstacles, that's when we usually lose sight of those good intentions. When we're ready to do something new and we're excited about moving forward and we've got a plan in place, but then an obstacle presents itself. We lose our momentum or we simply give up and those good intentions go unfulfilled. Now, we've certainly been there in our personal journey and we've struggled to move beyond our obstacles many, many times over the years. Yeah. So we're going to help you to anticipate your obstacles and prepare for them so that you don't end up stalling out or giving up. Because if you do stall out, then all those good things that could have or would have come from meeting your goal get lost. And we don't want that for you.
That's right.
No. So let's explore the most common obstacles that we've had to face and that we've also helped other couples to overcome. All right. So let's dive in and talk about those common obstacles and explore some practical ways that you can move beyond them and avoid getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one we have to talk about is fear, right? And there's one thing that almost everyone fears and will do almost anything to avoid, and that's confrontation, right?
Yeah,
everyone hates it.
A lot of people are challenged by that.
Often we innately realize that there's something that just isn't working in our family dynamics. Something's not right. But because we fear confrontation and calling attention to the issue, we tend to back down, we stay quiet, even though we know there's a looming problem that's not getting better. Yep. Mm-hmm. The truth is, you cannot correct what you will not confront.
Say that again.
You cannot correct what you will not confront.
That's good.
And as I've learned over the years, avoidance doesn't solve problems. We've got to overcome our fear of confrontation and choose to deal with our issues. And you can do this in a way that's loving and honoring to everyone. you know, we have this idea around confrontation, but confrontation doesn't have to be a bad and ugly thing. It's really the catalyst to new awareness, to growth, and to positive change. Now, if you foresee that the fear of confrontation is a possible obstacle that you might struggle with, please go back and listen to episode 50, How to Openly Communicate What You Really Want, where you're going to learn a great communication tool that's going to help you express what you're feeling and what you're noticing in healthy ways.
Yeah, that's important.
Or if it's conflict that holds you back from communicating and confronting your issues, then listen to episode 35. It's called, Are You Controlling Conflict or Is It Controlling You?
That was a good episode.
Those two episodes will help you develop effective communication skills and give you some confidence for when you need to confront some of these issues that you've been experiencing. All right. Now, you might also find that you're struggling with other fears as well. Maybe a fear of inadequacy or that you just won't be able to really do anything new or make a difference. Maybe you're facing a fear of failure. That's tough. And these are really difficult emotional places to be in. And if that's you, we just want to encourage you to reach out to someone you trust who really believes in you and knows your potential.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah, allow them to encourage you to move beyond your fears and to affirm what you're doing in this challenge. You want to find a good cheerleader, or honey, you've got some mentors that do this for you. Someone that's really going to help you stay focused and move through those fears. And we want you to expect and anticipate fear, but also know that fear and peace can coexist.
That's true.
Don't allow your fear to paralyze you.
That's great, honey. Good explanation about fear there. Another obstacle is going to be an impatience. And there's a reason I'm the one talking about this, because I can be really impatient. You know, we all want quick results and we want to see something come from all the effort that we're making. But when we're dealing with people and relational dynamics, guess what? We've got to learn to be patient. And this isn't always easy. You might actually feel like giving up on this challenge and just reverting back to the status quo when you don't see any tangible change in your family happening right now. But we want to encourage you to stay the course, even when you feel that impatience or when it seems that there's just no response or positive change happening. There's a fascinating book called Atomic Habits by James Clear, and it's all about this concept of how little tiny tweaks and habits can accumulate and create big changes. Here's a quote from the book. He says, small changes often appear to make no difference at all until you cross a critical threshold. The most powerful outcomes of any compounding process are delayed. You need to be patient. I love that, because what you're doing throughout this challenge is all about growth. You're collecting ideas, mindsets, and strategies that are most likely going to be really small when you start, but they're going to have great potential as they compound over time. So if we can just push past that impatience and stay the course, we may be right around the corner from some really big wins.
Absolutely. Now, another common obstacle is limiting beliefs and excuses. Listen to this quote from Albert Einstein. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them.
That's right.
Right? It goes back to this definition of insanity when we continue to do the same unhealthy, unproductive, ineffective things over and over. But for some reason, we expect a different outcome. It's crazy thinking.
We've been there.
Yes, we have. So to help all of us brace for this obstacle, we're just going to name a few common excuses and limiting beliefs that tend to come up. And here's one. Things are never going to change.
Oh, doomsday. That's right.
When we use extreme words like never and always, this is always going to be an issue. You know, when we do that, it's a real indication that we're holding on to a limiting belief. And here's a few more. If only my stepchild would respect me. If my spouse could just understand why this is a problem. See, when we blame others and assume that it's up to them to change, we're holding on to a limited belief, and it's this. There's nothing I need to do to improve things. It's not up to me.
That's right. We're blaming others. We're claiming that we're right.
Oh, yes. We hear that so often. And while it may be true that there are some things you can't control, there are also things that every one of us does have some control over.
That's right.
And here it is. It's how we choose to show up. Mm. We can all learn new and better ways of showing up, which will influence the outcome in our family's dynamic. Mm-hmm. It absolutely will. And so we really need to examine our limiting beliefs and move beyond those. And of course, excuses can become a huge obstacle as well.
Yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, especially when we buy into the excuses instead of pursuing ways around them. Here's an example I used for years. And honey, you're going to smile at this one. I don't have the time or energy to go to counseling and work on my stuff. It's just too much.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've even used this excuse. We can't afford for me to go to counseling.
To which I would always reply, we can't afford not to go to counseling.
That's exactly it. Yep. See, the truth is, I wasn't willing to make time for counseling or reserve some energy to engage in the process and create room in the budget for counseling. Mm. Once I was able to uncover those excuses and instead pursue a way around them, which wasn't nearly as hard as I thought it was going to be, honestly, then suddenly I was going and making great progress with my counselor. What do you know? And that really helped me to move beyond my limiting beliefs working with a counselor. You know, you can make excuses or you can make progress, but you can't make both.
Ugh, yeah, going right for the heart right there.
That's the truth. Honest truth.
That's right. All right. Now, the last obstacle that we want to talk about today is pain. The truth is, you're probably going to experience some level of emotional pain as you navigate your way through difficult dynamics and you work towards something new. Mm-hmm. But sometimes things have to feel bad. They have to get worse before they can get better. We need to be willing to walk through some pain if we want to get to the other side. And this takes courage and determination. You really want to anticipate the painful setbacks, the disappointments, and the discouragements that are going to come, and understand that tragedy and opportunity can coexist.
Yeah.
We've been through some painful seasons when we wanted to throw in the towel, but when we look back at how tough things were, it's actually clear to us now that the struggle and the difficulty we experienced led us toward our greatest opportunities for understanding, growth, and believe it or not, connection.
Absolutely.
It's not the crisis that makes things good or bad. It's our response to the crisis. We can choose to respond well and embrace the opportunity for growth, even though it is painful, or we can pull back and allow our pain to keep us stuck. And we can miss out on learning new ways to work through the crisis, face the pain, and really reach new heights. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? Because it's easier said than done, right? Emotional pain is a powerful force. And we want to give you a weapon that you can combat that obstacle of pain with.
Yeah.
First, choose to focus on something other than your pain. What we focus on expands. So instead of focusing on your painful emotions, you can choose to hold on to hope and focus on what could be. You see, what you don't give your attention to, that pain or fear or doubt, that eventually shrinks and it begins to lose its power. So if we can keep our focus on something else, we're actually combating that pain. Mm-hmm. Author and speaker Daniel Strickland says this, "Hope is cultivated in the soil of gratitude. It flourishes in living out what you believe, working toward what you hope for. Hope is not just wishful thinking. Hope is contagious and it becomes reality in the present when we choose to invest in what matters. So hope." So choose to focus on something other than your pain and hold on to that hope. We also love this quote from Craig Groeschel. He says, "We can tolerate the pain when we know there's a purpose." Mm. When we can stay focused on our purpose of learning and growing and discovering better ways of approaching our problems, we'll gradually discover that our pain is tolerable. we don't have to be totally shut down by our discomfort and those painful emotions. No. We can stay engaged in the process of growth and choose to tolerate any painful emotions that come along. Just because something feels bad doesn't mean it is bad.
Yeah, we can get through it.
That's right.
Okay, so if you've identified with any of these potential obstacles, fear, impatience, limiting beliefs, excuses, or pain, or maybe there's an obstacle you're anticipating that we didn't even mention today, mm-hmm. we want you to prepare yourself now to overcome that obstacle and be ready for it.
That's right.
So choose something that'll help you to move beyond that obstacle. Maybe it's an uplifting article. Maybe it's a TED talk or a song that really gets you pumped mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a friend or a mentor that you can reach out to for support and encouragement when you need to. Maybe it's one of the tips we've talked about today, or even if you need to go back and listen to some of those podcast episodes mm-hmm. that'll help you to overcome discouragement. Whatever it is that you can use to overcome your biggest obstacles, today's challenge is to decide now how you're going to overcome that obstacle when it rears its ugly head,
right.
because it will. And when you can do that and you're prepared for when that obstacle hits, you won't lose your motivation and you won't get stuck.
That's right.
So pick one or two things and then write them down on a slip of paper. And put it somewhere in your line of vision. You want to have it right there when you need it the most. When mm-hmm. that obstacle hits, you want to have that plan of what you're going to do to overcome that obstacle.
Yeah.
Now, for me, in this challenge, my biggest obstacle is one that we didn't mention, and that's getting overwhelmed. Mm. I can get very easily overwhelmed when it comes to scheduling and planning. Those are not two of my strongest points.
Which this whole building romance and planning date nights is all about, scheduling and planning.
Yeah, and that's kept me stuck in the past. I've been working on this for quite some time, and I haven't made a lot of progress because I can get overwhelmed.
Mm.
But what I'm discovering is just walking through this challenge and taking it piece by piece, step by step,
mm-hmm.
is guarding me from feeling overwhelmed. I don't feel overwhelmed at this point because I can break it out into tiny steps. And so that's actually helping me to overcome my biggest challenge.
That's great. Good job. You know, I've got a few obstacles, actually. Time is a big deal. So I'm going to have to manage that because this, I want it to be a priority and I want to schedule it first. Motivation can be challenging. Man, when my whole thing is my physical health and getting to the gym and doing that so that I can generate more energy and bandwidth for the family and all that, right? So motivation is hard, though, because setting up a new habit around workout routines, everybody knows that can be really challenging.
Yeah.
But also, you know what? I have a little bit of fear because I haven't worked out in a long time and I kind of feel like a weakling. And sometimes I really care about what other people think and some kind of glancing around in the gym and like, are people watching me?
Yeah.
And I'm barely lifting the bar here and much less putting weights on it and all that. And so I have to overcome that fear. But I'm a verbal processor and I also really thrive on other people's encouragement. And so one of the things I'm doing, well, one, this is pretty public, like this platform, just talking about it, right? I'm declaring it. But also I've got some individuals in my life that know what I'm up to and that are going to be able to hold me accountable and also encourage me along the way. And so I'm really grateful for that.
Accountability is a great
step
in overcoming an obstacle.
So the point is we're thinking about those potential obstacles and we're figuring out how we're overcoming those along the way.
Yeah, because we know what we're prone to.
That's right.
We know where we tend to stumble.
Exactly. All right. You are well on your way to making some great progress. So you've got your focus, your path, your course, and now you're going to figure out how to remove those obstacles before you even run into them.
Yes, you're prepared.
So take some time today to do that, write that down, and then meet us back here tomorrow for the final day of your Next Step Challenge. That makes today's episode a wrap.